This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
Hi, I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. Millions of people rely on our protein bars and hydration mixes to win their day. Turns out Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, is one of them. We've teamed up with Chef Keller to craft a bar and hydration mix that marry world-class flavor with exceptional nutrition. Our special edition salted caramel chip bar delivers all the decadence of a fine dining dessert plus protein minus sugar and carbs. And our zero sugar yuzu mango hydration mix packs an authentic citrusy punch and a mental boost from lion's mane and magnesium. The best part? 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Total no-brainer.
Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.
Episode of the CP Podcast, man. I'm your host, CP, man. It's the CP Podcast. You know the podcast. We talk about the shit CP want to talk about. If you want to talk about the shit CP want to talk about, you can get the fuck on. Oh, I was about to say to my right. Damn, man. It's rough. Damn. Amir, you in the building?
I'm in the bit.
Man, shout out to Maya and Roman and Tony, man. We always gonna show love to them, man. Would be to my right, but not tonight. Hey, man. To my left, though, hey, we got a special guest in the house.
What up, though?
Y'all know Donnie, man. Yeah, Donnie Comedy. Doing crazy, crazy big things, man, in comedy. Not just for Detroit, but all over the country. Yeah. And he came dressed as Amir today. what's going on with y'all boys, man?
Man, chilling, man. Living life, bro. Doing these shows, making these videos.
Doing these shows, making these videos. Y'all been watching these finals?
Oh, yeah.
What you think?
I still got the Mavs.
You still got the Mavs?
I still got the Mavs.
They getting their ass whooped, dog.
I want to believe in them, but Luka can't do it all on his own. So
This is the thing, bro. When it's in the finals, right, it's all about winning one game at a time, bro. They only won two games. No matter how bad they beat them, it's only two games. Just like, what's his name? Giannis was down two games when he won his first championship. So it's like, you know, these type of things happen in basketball, bro. Wait till the next two games, because all you got to do, everybody win at home, is going to go seven games no matter what. People forget that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They still ain't played at home yet, so.
Yeah, they could be a momentum shift.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dallas, man, they hungry for it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I feel like Boston then went and lost and all that shit, but
yeah, people keep saying that.
Like, I don't know, but they've been there, and they, you know, they went up a better Warriors team, so they have a little bit more experience too,
bro.
Think about this too, right? They got the experience, right? So that means if they keep winning, then they'll probably win. But if they lose even once, that also the experience of losing could come into their mind too.
You say if they keep winning, then they'll probably win.
But if they just lose one game, I'm just saying.
But what I'm trying to say is this. Well, first of all, you sound like Drake's son. All they got to do is go that way. When the guy fakes you out, fake him out. Go the other way and score.
If you don't go this way, then he's going to stop you. You go that way.
He's not going to stop you. If you don't get stopped, then you score. And if you keep winning, you win. It's like, bro.
Going crazy.
Nah, but I think Porzingis came back, man,
and was a game changer, bro.
Listen, they were already a stacked Celtics team. Yeah. All they lost was Marcus Smart, right? And they got Drew Holiday.
Yeah, and Drew Holiday is a great defender.
Which is a way better defender, but he's better in the regard, right? But he's not a liability though.
Yeah, not at
he's
all.
Not like he's
he,
not,
he can score on offense too. Marcus Smart wasn't.
He probably still their best defender.
I think he is. He might be. He might be. He probably is there.
Drew Holiday,
Drew Holiday is the best defender.
But you about to say that he did what, Amir?
No, I was saying like the difference between Marcus Smart and him. Well, Drew Holiday can shoot too. Marcus Smart got in there a little bit, but he's more of a paint kind of scorer inside. Yeah. Drew Holiday shooting threes and shit.
Marcus Smart also want to be like a little baby Draymond sometimes, a little bit, where he can go out there and start trying to get texts and just trying to be like the heart and soul guy. Yeah. And
it's he definitely tried to play hard. And had his matchup was Curry, right?
Curry was cooking his ass. Yeah, not nigga. Ready for that. That nigga owned a bunch of Curry basketball cards with acne.
Drew Holiday, his whole family played like in the league though, so it's like in his genetics. Like, he's seen everybody do it, so he know how he got to play to really win. He done played with other ballers his whole life.
Who was the Holidays? Because I feel like Drew is the top Holiday, right?
He probably is the top Holiday.
I think he's the oldest already, one, right? And
he got a ring already, right?
Yeah, he got one. He got one with the Bucks. I'm saying like, who was the other Holidays? It was Drew Holiday. I know it's like four of them niggas.
But yeah, it was like, I think they had a parent too.
It was Drew Holiday. It was Billy Holiday. It was Holiday Hearts.
You got me with the name. With the name. Once you start asking the name, I'm like, oh, I tried to sound smart before. Yeah. I'm like, hold on, let me just shut the fuck up.
But no, man. So yeah, I think, you know, what's crazy is that the WNBA had more views than that first finals game.
Yeah.
And not just the WNBA, but specifically the Mystics and the Fever. So that's Indianapolis and Washington, the two losingest teams in the league right now, but they got Caitlin Clark out there. And
but they had more views than the finals game?
They had more views than the finals game.
What the fuck?
Bruh, I mean, when I saw that, I instantly I just bought this Caitlin Clark autograph card.
I knew
he was gonna go into that.
That's bro, smart, you know what though. I did? I bought a Caitlin Clark autograph. It's a 1 of 10.
That's smart.
And then I bought a Andrew Reese autograph. It's 1 of 25.
You motherfucking buying stocks.
Bro, nah, it's just like, nigga, I just feel like, you know, like, what would I do if it's like being a kid with money? It's like watching Blank Check. Remember that movie Blank Check? Like, bro, what would I do if I could do whatever I wanted to do as soon as I wanted to do it? Like, that's what it feels like right now. Like, all right, bet. Like, I'm watching the game. You know, you can buy, you know, you can go right on eBay and buy a motherfucker's autographed card right there. You know, and it'd be authentic. And I'm like, shit, I found one for a price that I like. I'm like, shit, I'm out of here. Give me that. Hey, but somebody said fact check that. Look up the Fever and Mystics game having more ratings than this boring ass finals that we in right now.
He's gonna fact check that. That nigga probably already looked it up.
It was already up on the screen. I think Angel Reese so dope, man.
Yeah.
I saw a graphic. I don't know where I saw that graphic at. I want to say it was on like ESPN. It could have been on Twitter, which is where I get a lot of my facts from. I be on Twitter like, gotta be real. If they said it, then it's gotta be real.
Yeah. More than 400,000.
Oh, it might. Well, this is the game was attended by more than 20,000 people. So that's the highest attendance for a WNBA game in 17 years. And the viewership is definitely up higher than the probably
right, but I'm talking about specifically it being higher than the NBA Finals game. Can you look up like
no, type in more than
we gotta get to the bottom of it.
I don't know, bro.
Okay, now why you looking that up? Don't say you don't know, because I said it. It's like 80% of fact. Wait, you know what I'm saying? Because I know it from somewhere.
Oh, okay. More attendance?
Nope. Hold on, but what is that?
Like more people. More people.
I mean, I know what I'm saying, but
at the game itself.
I know that.
I know what attendance
means. Right, because the arena, it's the arena size.
The arena bigger than that, though. 20,000, ain't it?
No, not arenas, no.
Yeah, for real.
Arenas usually 20,000 is like a good
20,000, 24,000.
I'd be thinking it'd be like 200,000 motherfuckers in Ford Field.
It feels, you know,
no,
Ford Field is
no,
more.
Football field is definitely more.
Football field is definitely
more. Okay.
Basketball is
smaller,
yeah. Because the LCA like 20, 25.
Okay, here we go. What does it say? Because that's what they kept talking about. This team has a record of 3-20 combined, these two teams.
Wait, what? The Fever?
The Fever and the
Fever been losing?
Hell yeah, yes. They been a little nigga. They been beating the shit out of Caitlin Clark. But she been balling though. That's why I was like, kind of like, I've been like circling around her car trying to buy it. Like, man, should I buy it? I think she about to be a generational talent, bro.
She is.
The card I got is from her first double-double.
Yeah, I'm not all right,
fuck the fact. Fuck the fact. Take it down.
I'm just seeing attendance record. Bro. That's what I'm seeing.
So it's...
Like, that's all I see is an attendance record.
So can you type in, like... Hold on, I'm about to type in my goddamn self. Then I'm going to sit... Hold on, man. Hold on. WNBA beast.
I don't think the WNBA game during the middle of the season is going to have more viewers than the NBA finals.
Yeah, I don't think so either, man.
Hold on. So y'all saying I'm lying, basically. Hold on.
I ain't
second.
Saying you lying.
Wherever you got your info, they lied. They capped.
I'm just saying, based off what I know.
LeBron. No, I'm just saying.
LeBron said he playing in the game 8. If you go, oh, yeah, the Kassanet and the Drewski and
Kevin Hart,
they was talking about, they called LeBron. He told him, I'm playing in game 8 of the finals.
He playing with game 8.
In game 8. That's what LeBron said. He funny as shit.
Them niggas is high as hell on there.
It's surprising that he got those two guys together.
Who? Drewski and...
Drewski and Kevin Hart. They like on two, like, you know, they're not, like, they're in the same world.
Bro, I'm
going to
tell
you, like,
bro.
They,
you know. We, like, as a society, man, we definitely shrinking down all of these walls around who famous and who could be around who.
Yeah.
And it's a good time, bro. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that, like...
That's pretty dope.
Like, some of your favorite stars are just a lot more accessible with social media. And it's like, you know what I'm saying?
A little
bit
too accessible.
I mean,
it's not like celebrities aren't regular people, but right. I think the connection that people think they have with you is not actually what it is. I'm sure you can attest to that.
Yeah. Well, put it like this. It's also kind of dangerous. Like, you look at, like, the PNB Rock situation where it's like...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, your whereabouts
and
who you with, where you at is also a thing. And then people could put two and two together and triangulate where the fuck you at.
They really can.
And you know what I'm saying? And then they can come kill you. So there is that. You know what I'm saying?
they could come kill you.
I'm just saying.
That's true. But with his situation,
John Wick shit.
The guys that killed him were already there before he even got there. They were just in the parking lot. The people that killed PNB Rock, they were already there. They just happened to be there. He came in with all his jewelry on and shit, so they was trying to rob him.
Oh, and nah. So that's what they said? I think they was trying to...
No. They were already there. Those guys were already there, and they fled. I don't even know if they were even from here. But they tried to run and go to Vegas. But they were already there in the parking lot. People were saying they were trying to blame his girlfriend because she posted stuff. Like, no, they pulled up in... I forgot which Roscoe's, but it's not the one in Hollywood.
Yeah, no, it's
they
the
pulled
one
up, yeah, they pulled up to that one. And probably, like, rented Rolls Royce truck or some shit. You hop out, you got your chains on and shit. What you look like? You know what I'm saying? Like, you look like a lick to somebody that's, you know, no matter what it is. Like, you coming out here.
I just always assume niggas' diamonds is fake, bro.
Even if it is fake, to somebody that don't know that, they're not trying to inspect
it.
Just give me, get the shit up.
They'll figure that out later.
Now, Pop Smoke situation, that was a social media shit. And that was his homie, I think, accidentally leaked the address. And they ran up on where Pop Smoke was staying. And they killed him. Similar situation. Yeah. And those dudes that killed him was like 15 years old.
Really?
Yes.
That's
fucking
crazy,
kids crashing
bro.
Out.
Kids, dog.
And he sold that watch. He took a watch from him and they sold that shit for like the low. Like way less than what it's actually worth because they just was
they,
young
yeah.
and just wanted to get,
they know
yeah,
to get it
free.
Off at.
Yeah. I mean, it's free to them, though.
Yeah, so.
$20,000, $30,000, that's straight. For
I don't
one
even know
watch.
If it was nigga, that
ain't
much. It wasn't even that
bro,
much.
Ain't it
was like,
kids
it was like,
selling
I think
it for
like,
20,000.
It was like maybe like 10. It was low, bro. Like,
ooh.
For especially for what kind of watch it was like, damn. But again, like that's what's like crashing out over shit like. You know, stupid shit like
ain't
that.
Ain't it illegal to buy stolen property? Like, if you buy something knowing that...
It probably pawned it.
But once again, ain't
yeah,
it illegal?
Yeah, I mean, it is a
it's illegal to buy stolen property.
They be melting that stuff down them type of places. They melt it down immediately.
Oh, yeah?
Usually, yeah. You go
they
there,
wouldn't
they
have known who
I love when niggas talk like they know for sure. They like they be back there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They melt that bitch down. That bitch be melted down. Done, man. You know, and they do it quick, too. They do it quick, too.
They got a machine in the back.
As soon as you leave, turn the oven on. Hey, man. Let me holler at the chat real quick, man. Who in here with us, man? Zay Nova. What up, though? OG. Yeah. Eric D. Zay. Oh, I said Zay Nova again. Michael Winters. Tiffany Alexandra, the Zoe World TV. Who else in here? Third Eye Zay, what up, though? Big Shug, the Trap Star, what up, though? I know you a fat nigga, because ain't no skinny nigga going to be Big Shug. Shout out to Big Shug, bro.
Shout out big niggas, man.
Yeah, man.
We winning.
I don't know no little nigga who call himself big. Like, Lil Bow Wow is not sure. A big nigga. Oh, yeah, Big Sean is a little nigga. Shout out to my nigga Sean, man. Sean, he got swole now. You know what I'm saying? That's swole. All you can do as a short nigga is swell yourself up.
You're not going to get no taller.
You right, can't get fat.
But you can swell up. You know what I'm saying?
If a short nigga get fat, bro, you look terrible.
It's a girl, bro.
Big Shug the Trash Star, are you a girl? Okay, are you a girl only on your bridge card? Or are you a girl for real? You know how when you go down to the place to get that bridge card, you got to be like, yes, I am a girl. I'm a stud, but I'm a girl. you can't acknowledge your studship. But I feel like it's not a lot of Big Shug the Trap Stars. I feel like you twisting up an 8-ball right now in a bag. You got like 6 of them on the table. Like, cool, I twist up these. These is for my kids' school clothes. I don't know what kind of stud you are, Big Shug, but everybody welcome here, man. It ain't just people that like you that's not studs. It's also studs who welcome LMCP Podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel me? I saw a stud look like Donnie, but she didn't look just like you. She had hair, but like she was like 6'5". Yeah. You feel me? If you know,
she ain't had a hair, man. Shut up.
She had a hair in your face. So wait a minute.
I'll talk about hair.
Did y'all see Brittany Griner with no shirt on around the pool shooting shots? It was an old video, but it was zero titties right there to the point where she looked like Tim Duncan with his shirt on.
Man, shut up, bro.
No, for real. Can you pull this up real quick? Look up Brittany Griner by the pool, bro. It's zero titties, man. It's like, no, we got to start having this conversation, man. I'm not saying I want to see her coochie. I'm not saying that.
Chill out,
bro. I'm not saying that.
You trying to expect.
Because that ain't my place. Somebody said she got an Adam's apple, too. Man, if they letting somebody just get off in the league. First of all, if she is a man, she don't have enough dog-ass highlights for me to be a nigga out there. Like, she need to be yamming every game, going between the legs, you know what I'm saying? Like,
throwing it off glass.
Yeah. Yeah, this her right here by the pool. Dejanay, what up, though?
Bah.
Watch her turn around, dab my man up. Yeah, like, dog, come on now. I ain't mean to look at her titties, but I definitely look. And then, what kind of dogs is them that's walking on water? You saw that? Look at her. She ain't thought about no damn bra. Bra for what? Bra for what? How you do that?
Man.
Look at that. I don't see no scar. That's just a light skin. Man, look, dog. This is a great place to tell y'all who this podcast is brought to you by. Before I say some shit that I'm not supposed to say. And then we don't have no podcast no more.
Man.
Hey, man, let me tell y'all something, man. What's been helping me stay energized lately? NicoKitchenShop.com and their amazing sea moss products. You know, sea moss is a multivitamin. It's a mineral. It's all kind of shit. And it get in your body, man. And it just, see that? He needs some sea moss. See, heard that cough? He need a little bit of, we can hook you up with a nice package with some gummies in it, man. Get you together. Get that cough about you, right? But Nico kicking off the summer with the friends and family sale. So if you have been using CP, send me promo for the 15% off. You can now get 30% off your order using the same promo code. That's double the savings for a limited time. We ending it on Juneteenth. See, I better hurry the fuck up. Juneteenth coming up. You got your barbecue shit together?
Oh, no, I ain't got nothing. You doing something?
Hell yeah. Ooh. We'll talk about it. So, go to NicoKitchenShop.com and order. This deal ends on Juneteenth, so it's plenty of time to place your order, man, or a couple orders. I'll just place one order. Place a couple orders. NicoKitchenShop.com. Tell them CP sent me. Get that 30% off, man. Get your life together. Man, look at my skin glowing. You can't see it. It's glowing, but my shit, like, is glue. Like, nigga, a bug was following me around. Like, I thought you was a light. I was like, nigga, get the fuck away from me. Anyway, NicoKitchenShop.com, man. CP sent me 30% off till Juneteenth. And then it's going back to 15% off. But yeah, man, get your sea moss, man. It's good because it's the sea moss gel. Put the little lubricant between where your knees been and your elbows been. You need that. Because some niggas should be cracking and creaking. Some of you niggas is cracking and creaking, bro. So yeah, get some sea moss gel in you, man. Applesauce, they got the tea, they got sour sop tea, they got all kind of shit, man. They got the vitamins, they got the pill supplements, all kind of shit. Holla at me. Anyway, so she ain't had no titties, man. That was crazy. Before we got on the air, bro, you were talking about how you don't believe in outer space, which is crazy. I love hearing people's conspiracies, man. I'm never gonna shoot nothing down. You know, but I feel like, man, with Maya not being here, somebody got to be a voice of reason to tell motherfuckers, no, that's not, you cannot, no. Okay, so explain how you don't believe it's outer space, even though shit be falling from outer space.
You seen something fall from outer space?
Hell yeah, nigga, meteorites.
And it hit near you and landed
hit,
near
no,
you.
It ain't hit me, it hit my cousin. It smashed. Shut the fuck up. It smashed that nigga. It hit it like the Wicked Witch of the West underneath that meteorite. All we saw was just shoes. We had to have a funeral right there because the rock was so hot. The rock was so hot, the fucking police was like,
bro, the Wicked Witch of the West, that was very descriptive.
Bruh, and then we had to...
His legs curled up.
His legs was curled up. No, they were straight out, like, bang, because they hit him straight ahead. It was a blunt right there. And so we just had the preacher come, and we just prayed for that nigga right there. No, you know what I'm saying? We had a singer come, like, how do I meteorite? They like, did a little remix. Anybody had time to get their suits? Because they was like, look, when the bulldozer come, it's gonna be cremated already, so y'all gotta. So everybody had to come with what they had on. It was a come as you are service. But the rock fell from space, hit the nigga head, bink, and fell through his head. It was real hot.
That was crazy. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah. So what you know about space, nigga? You talk about ain't no out of space.
Yeah, man. I know the same thing. You know, I ain't never been there. Shit. So it's not real, basically, man. So
I ain't never been to New Zealand.
Yeah, but New Zealand real. I know it, niggas it that went to. New, I know niggas that went to New Zealand.
Who you know went to New Zealand?
You?
Nah! Nigga, I ain't never been no fucking New Zealand. Fuck that. Listen. Okay, so in that regard, then what are we looking at the sky?
I'm saying that's the water. So it is something up there, right? And it's a firmament.
So I saw a video. Oh, here you go, this firmament shit.
It's a firmament. Are you a
flat earther?
Yeah. I'm a flat earther.
Yeah. Motherfuckers can't even say it with a straight face. Yeah, you know what I mean? it's flat, you know, like Earth is a...
It's a flat.
I mean...
You know, when you ever been on the spherical part of the Earth?
Nigga.
Every place you ever been flat, right?
Oh, you wasn't with us, was
so it? We done drove... Hold on. Have you ever drove real far?
Yeah.
Y'all know, like, after, like, 6 to, like, 30 miles, it's supposed to be, like, curvature of the Earth. But, you know, we always measure miles in flat miles. Everything been flat, yo, from all across America. I done drove from Detroit to California to down to Miami. It's all been flat miles wherever I'm going. But if you think about the curvature of the Earth, the whole United States should be curved. But it's all flat miles.
I'm going to tell you how it's curved. You ever seen a curved TV, but it still looked the same? Because when you up on it, right? But when you back up off of it, right? We ain't been back up off of it enough. Right, to really see the curvature, because the curvature is so vast and we're so tiny that it's like, think about the curvature of the world to an ant. Think about how much of a curve
it's even flatter to them niggas.
Exactly, that's my whole point.
Yeah. It's even that's flatter to them.
That's the perspective.
That's the whole point, right? It's gonna be.
We're not that big.
We're not that big, bro. Even you if think you a big nigga because you bigger than me, but nigga, you ain't big.
Well, I ain't that big. I know. I've seen a couple big niggas.
You know what I'm saying? But they not big on Earth. Go ahead.
Flat. That would be. That means there had to be somewhere where somebody would fall off this bitch.
No, because the dome, it connect to the flat Earth. It's like a dome.
So
you get
you
it.
You should be able to get, to, be the able to, get
like
to the
like
edge.
Like we in a snow globe. You can't get to the edge. That's why you can't go to Antarctica and stuff.
So
like
it should be hella more
go,
edges, though.
Go north.
It should be hella more edges, bro. No, it should
you,
be edges.
Y'all don't got the ability to go to the edges.
If it's flat.
No, think about this. Look. This is the reason why they stopped niggas from being explorers like Amelia Earhart and shit. Niggas ain't explorers no more. Name the last nigga we'd have seen. It's like, I'm about to go around the world on my plane. I'm flying that bitch around in circles. I'm about to show y'all that bitch is a spit. Niggas don't do that no more. Bruh. You just hop on a plane and you let them niggas take you where you going.
James Brown did that. And he came back and wrote a memoir. It was like, huh, something around there.
Man, shut the fuck up.
Came back around. Like, nigga, look it up. James Brown had his own plane. You can look that up. That's a fact.
And he drove around the world.
No, he flew around the world. How you gonna drive a plane?
Oh, yeah,
you can drive a plane. I ain't gonna lie.
Plane fast as shit.
On the ground
is fast.
You can get your plane license before you get your car license at 15.
You believe that?
That's a fact.
In what state?
Every state. Look it up. That's
I should get my pilot license.
The way license. Like learning to fly though is gonna take. You gonna be fucking 18 before you're done.
No. You can start at like 13, bro.
Nigga.
And then you'll be done by the time you're 15.
How you gonna say you gotta be 15 you could be 15, but then say you could be 13. So you then start, just like, say the classes you could be 13.
And stuff. The classes and stuff.
Nigga.
You're not flying a plane. You're learning about playing first. And then you taking tests and stuff like that. Man. Then you flying a plane.
Man,
dog. I don't know how long the process is, but you get what I'm saying.
Man, sorry we had to miss last week, too, man. I know it scared everybody because it's the first couple episodes without Maya. People feeling like it's not stable. Like we going to crumble. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were like, oh, they the fuck. But no, man, I'm actually working on this new movie. I told you about that?
Mm-mm.
I'll tell you about it all. I can't really say. But I'm working on a new movie, though, with some dope motherfuckers. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, we had to...
You deserve it.
We had a table read and a round table for the movie. And it's about to be dope. So, I had to do it last Tuesday, and I forgot. But I did go to Rizzo Sports in Santa Monica. It's like a car shop. Sent off a couple Wimbys to PSA. Man, I got so much shit. Bro, I'm obsessing over how much money I'm making. I just sold like 300. I'm sorry, I just sold like 100 Pokemon cards the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, like I really made my first like multiple $100 profit, bro.
Yeah,
that shit was exciting, man. That shit was exciting, bro.
How much money you put in though?
Well, for those cards, that's like those was minimal, a couple $100 for a couple
mm-hmm.
packs, a couple boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, you know what I'm saying, profited a few hundred based on the ones that I, you know, but I didn't get any of those graded.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that I sent off to get graded, I still got to sell those for a whole nother profit.
Yeah.
So, like, when your shit get graded, it can go from, like, being worth $160 to $700,
mm-hmm.
one card, you know what I'm saying? So, and that's just Pokemon. I ain't even talking about the Lukas and the AEs. That's Anthony Edwards. Yeah, you know, his rookie cards and all of that I've been stumbling upon, trying to flip them bitches, getting them bitches graded, man. It's very fun. So when I get this Caitlin Clark card in the mail, it's going to be raw. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not graded yet. I had to order that bitch, like, raw, not graded. Because graded, it would have been, like, 12,000. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Ordered that bitch raw, little mini stack,
yeah.
right? But I'm going to be able to grade it. I'm taking it personally up to PSA. I'm going to have them grade it, and then I'm going to flip it.
Flip it and then go buy another one, buy two more raw.
And
then
go
get them graded again and then sell another one, then hold the other one.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Because you never know, bro.
I just be wanting the money. I feel you.
Yeah, you're going to double up on the money. You about to double the money.
But see, here go the thing. I think Wimby might get hurt, and I would hate to say that, but I like, look at the track record, bro. Like, look at Porzingis, look at Chet. Look at some of the other 7-footers around the league, bro. None of them have really been like
he's smaller than them, though.
No, I just mean like skinnier.
Yeah.
Yeah, but his he's kind of like built like KD, like KD was.
But that's
yeah.
good, though.
Yeah,
that's
but
why
he's
KD
like,
didn't get as
he's
as
like
much.
About 8 inches taller than KD, though.
Yeah, and he playing different. He playing more physical. He has to play.
You know what I'm
physical.
Saying? He doing all kind bit. Of shit, bro.
People just kind of get out of the way. I mean, they'll get physical
but
with him.
But Chet balling. Chet was balling in the playoffs.
Chet balled this year, bro. But Chet got hurt last year.
It's
you know,
just easy to hurt yourself
it's
when
easy
you're
to
that
hurt.
Tall.
Nigga, yeah. when your knee is when your knee this motherfucking long,
yeah.
nigga, it's like, nigga, it's easy to bump that bitch
coming down the wrong way. Anthony Davis hurt himself.
I was watching the video.
He's too big.
Yeah,
exactly. Look at AD. So when I look at 7-footers, bro, I think that there's going to be a time where Wimby cards is going to fall a little bit because I've seen Ja Morant cards fall because of that gun shit, right? Or I've seen like...
he came back and injured himself, bro.
Yeah. Then like, you know, like it's just like certain niggas' cards just kind of fizzle out, bro. Like it ain't cool to get a Joker no more. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like it ain't cool. So you got to kind of like...
You got to sell him when it's time.
That's crazy that it's not cool. Like he's still very good.
Yeah, but it's like his game is not exciting
like
for real.
Caitlin different though because... Caitlin is like
who?
Caitlin Clark.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Wimby.
No,
I'm saying
Caitlin
about Wimby getting hurt. Caitlin not finna. I don't think
that's what I'm saying. That's why I think after you sell a graded one, you should buy two more raw ones and then get them graded and then keep on flipping them bitches.
The one I got being a 1 of 10, and then I haven't seen any graded.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like this might be one of probably. I say I'd be generous and say maybe 2 or 3 other people of the 10 who have them might get theirs graded.
Yeah.
So automatically, because the card is so rare and then having it graded, it's gonna be, you know, like this is like a big card. It's like a big investment.
Yeah, people love cards. People love cards.
Yeah, I could never get into it.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, for real?
I have I don't know how many cards I bought when I was a kid and I just never touched them. I was like, oh, this is No, I can't do it. I try Pokemon, I try Yu-Gi-Oh, I try Duel Masters, I try.
Oh yeah, don't be playing that shit. You gotta, you know what I'm saying? Like, look,
he talking about don't be playing that shit.
Nah, man, look, it was two kind of kids at school. It was kids who sold snacks, and it was kids who ate the fucking snacks. If you like snacks, then you're gonna be buying snacks from a nigga like me who don't give a fuck about no snacks. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that's the supply and demand of the shit. I don't give a fuck about none of this shit, but I understand. The shit is rare. Like, when you get into sports cars, I do give a fuck more about that, because that's like art, right? And the Pokemon shit is like art too, but there's a functional thing that they doing with these Pokemon cars, and that's like playing a game. Like, yeah. I walked into the store the other day.
I had a table and shit?
Yeah. I got on Essentials and Gucci and shit, and these niggas in there playing. I walked in there, everybody looked at me like, what the fuck you doing here? I'm like, nigga, I came to sell y'all bitch ass niggas some cars, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Now, they really do this shit.
And they was buying the shit out that shit, bro. Like, and you know what I'm saying? So yeah, that shit is fun, man. Shit like that excites me. You know, it's like legal. I can't explain that. I would be an art dealer, man, or something where I could sell some shit and I'm the only nigga with it and you got it. You know what I'm saying?
That shit. You should start doing art around them bitches, though. Like some cars that you don't give a fuck. Put them bitches on the canvas and then just start splattering shit around it, but cover it and then take it off and be like, and do it on live and be like, nigga, this bitch going for 100,000. That shit would be crazy. And then not like the Lucas and shit like that, but like something, a card that people just like or something like
ooh,
that.
Ooh, what if I start collecting bench warmer nigga cards, bro? And then doing something special around. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, bro. Also, like, I think I need to like start having niggas bring me like rare Pokemon cards. Or, like, bring me a Pokemon card, like, cased up, and you can get into my show for free. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
for real.
Some shit, bro. Like, for real. Like, and then, like, also, like, it's certain cards that I want to chase. So, like, maybe I, you know, bring me this card, nigga, and I got something for you. But.
Y'all heard him. Bring him to PAX whenever y'all see a show. Bring him to fucking PAX, bro. Bring him to PAX.
What else, man? I want a Cybertruck.
I knew this thing was going to bring me a Cybertruck.
Nah, for real. Amir, you don't want a Cybertruck, bro?
Fuck no. I don't like Elon Musk.
You don't like
Elon Musk? I don't fuck with him.
Why not? Elon Musk, nigga.
Fuck that.
The truck, sweet. Look, okay, hold on.
Why you don't like Elon?
Hold on.
I can get into this shit all
nigga,
day.
Nigga, I don't like Ford. That nigga, all these niggas is racist, bro. There's not a car company that is manufactured for niggas. So what you got to do
I get
is.
That, but I'm beyond that's that. Funny. That's they made. They still shit. Made. They still made functional cars. This nigga's car is not going to. I'm telling you, there's going to be problems.
What kind of car you got?
A Chevy. But that was given
you
to me.
You fucking with Chevy, nigga? It's like, no,
but hold on. Because you got a Tesla too.
I got a Tesla. Yeah.
Okay, so here go the thing, bro. Here's how I look at it.
I fuck with them Japanese cars.
I go to Whole Foods. And I'd be watching the stuff that white people be eating, and I'd be like, dog, you're not finna hide avocados from me, nigga. You're not finna be the only nigga healthy with all these good saturated fats. Nigga, I'm finna be, right? It's like, nigga, this Tesla, bro, this the smartest car I ever been associated with, bro. Rode in or drove, bro. And it's like, dog, like, first of all, Elon Musk didn't invent it. He just bought it.
I know that. Right. They don't know that. That's like most people don't know that.
But
they
the
really
smartest
don't.
Business people do exactly what Elon
it's
does.
It's like, bro.
I'm not knocking the business perspective. I'm just saying people equate what the things that he's released as him being smart. He's not smart. And he's shown it several times that he's not actually smart.
I disagree with that.
I don't.
Okay. But I mean, obviously, nigga, he
has money. But I'm just saying, he has money. He got the money from South African apartheid shit. He used that money to buy.
What was he doing in South Africa? Selling
his parents, his dad. Blood diamonds. He benefited off apartheid. His mom left, came to America. He had money from that, and he decided to buy the domain x.com when the web boom was happening. He went to PayPal, or was working at PayPal, one of the two, and was like, hey, we should turn PayPal into X. And they were like, nigga, get the fuck out of here. So they bought him out of the company, and that gave him even more money. That's why Twitter's X now, because he's obsessed with x.com. So he had that domain for all those years, and that's what he turned Twitter into.
But see, he's going conspiracy down about the create.
He just owned the domain.
People thought that it was going to be cool. The thing is, you ever been on like GoDaddy? If you ever had to buy a website or whatever, you buy a domain. Domains of a specific name are worth more money.
Of course, yeah.
So he bought X because he thought that shit was going to be cool. Like, it's yeah. thinking like the 90s. He bought right. X.com in the 90s, thinking that this is going to be the next shit, and nobody cared.
But Amir, it is the next shit, though. Like, he actually succeeded.
I got a conspiracy.
He bought and making it the next shit, bro. It's like...
He bought Twitter, but he used that. That's what he used, and it doesn't even function the way that it's supposed to. He's, I got a
conspiracy. What don't he's, function?
Twitter. It's not Twitter anymore. He turned it into some other shit. And it's not even profitable. And that's what nobody's
so
talking about.
So you're mad because he's not profiting off of what he
I'm
bought.
I'm just saying the
and
champion...
And we still get to use it for free.
I'm just the niggas and, being and champion nigga, over doing some shit he's not I'm actually saying, good at. Amir, he's not right. good at the things that he does.
Right, but Amir...
That's all I'm saying.
We have to... Sometimes we have to sit here and really self-analyze and be like, dog, it's okay to be like, you know what, dog? I just don't like that nigga. And that's okay to say.
I was giving my reasons.
Right, but I'm just saying, your reasons sound like you just don't like the nigga. And I think,
said that from the joke.
Okay, fine, okay, right. But it's just like, nobody is 100% hater free. Like.
Yeah, somebody gotta hate you.
So, no, right. But I'm saying like, also you hate somebody or something for no reason. And you may not have it in the front of your mind right now. Yeah. But it's some shit that you like, man, I just don't fuck with blank. I don't fuck with the Celtics. I just don't fuck with the Celtics, really, dog. I really want them niggas to lose, and it don't look like they're going to lose, so now I'm trying to find solace
no,
in the
Mavs
fact that...
No, Mavs going to win. Y'all have confidence.
I'm just trying to find solace in the fact
it ain't
that,
over.
You know, at least I feel like at least Jalen Brown...
But it probably got more to do
ring.
With the Boston
Jason
area
Tatum.
Than to do...
I got a conspiracy yeah, that I just made like up, though, too. I just made this up, you
okay.
know.
Oh,
that's why
shit.
I'm a conspiracy expert.
Oh,
so basically, these elites, right, Elon and all them, they want us to be freaky as hell. Like X.com, that's like XXX or XNXX or, you know, those type of .coms or GoDaddy. That's some freaky ass .coms, bro. They trying to make us freakier, bro, and trying to get rid of our morals. That's
who would that
that's
benefit?
Crazy. Bro, then, bro, think about this, bro. If I can break down your household, right, mother and father, and I can make you stay, let me explore the world and do what I want to do, then therefore it'll be less people on Earth. If it's less people on Earth, it's easier to control less people.
But as if you're not... To, if
that's being, what people want, less people on Earth, just like Bill Gates.
But if you're freakier, then you fucking more. If you fucking more, it's going to be...
Freakier
kids.
Don't just mean you fucking more. Freakier mean that you could try anything. That's what freaky is, because porn is anything.
Porn is fucking, bro.
Porn is... Porn ain't just fucking.
It, but he's not wrong. He's not wrong.
You crazy if you think that.
Oh. He's not wrong. But,
what?
But at the same time,
the first
time,
video
but,
I ever did watch before when I was on there when I was a little kid it was a girl peeing. That's it. She was just in there peeing with her vagina open. That's it.
But that sounds like something you stumbled on.
You're
though.
Sick.
But.
First of all,
I don't think he searched that shit.
First of all, nigga, why don't you even remember that, nigga? And then you cut this nigga off to say that? He was finna say something, you said, oh. First thing I ever noticed when I was a child. First thing I ever searched when I was adolescent.
He didn't say search.
I didn't search.
Give
him thank you. Thank you.
My father had a VCR tape. It was called it was called Yellow River. I didn't know what it was at the time. Like, nigga, what did you want to say, Amir?
I can see that point, but I kind of disagree based on how legislation and other shit works.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of block you having the education on how to control that part of your... Like, there's no sex education in schools. They keep wiping that part out. Mm-hmm. They keep banning abortion. They want you to have kids and not have the mindset to understand how to care for this because they want to throw you into a state of poverty or, you know, homelessness because I have a kid and I don't know what to do. And then you have nowhere to go. There's no resources. They arrest you if you jump a state line to go get an abortion. They actually want you to have kids. And if you look at the stats, they're showing that people are having kids less or having them later.
Less.
But
you see how they reverse, it's reverse psychology, brother. They want you to think that they
nigga,
want you to
say,
have
hey, brother. I don't know. Make the nigga agree with you. Hey, brother. No.
I wouldn't go into being a reverse psychology. I think people really, like, when it comes to that kind of shit, they show you exactly how the fuck they feel in your face.
Right.
And they're showing it directly to us.
Okay.
And then it could be, I can understand a reverse psychology point being like, you know, is that, but it's not making us want to have kids because the economy is all fucked up anyway. And
right,
people are learning to push it a little bit later.
Let me come in and be the glue for y'all niggas because apparently you both of you guys are halfway there, but here's the whole thing. I think personally that a lot of these people, quote unquote, these like industry plants or these people who are in these positions of power that we strive to get to, some of them are actually fake people. And what I mean by that is some of these people are engineered. Some of these people's backstories, if you notice, a lot of the successful people come from broken homes, and they put that out, right? And it's like, dog, how come a lot of these motherfuckers who be successful, we don't even know who their parents are? Oh, my mom died. My dad, like certain shit, like Shaq don't have a dad, right? And it's like,
that's not hard to
LeBron
believe.
Right,
LeBron.
It's like, do you understand what I'm saying? It's like
niggas with no daddy's just better than us, huh?
But Steph Curry got both his parents.
Yeah, Steph Curry.
There's examples of it, but it's like his parents.
But he was engineered though. That was in vitro fertilization.
But hold on.
His dad played in the basketball.
I'm just saying, like, right. Of course, some niggas is gonna be, you know, real. But I'm saying that there are outliers in this shit. That what if they just aren't real people? And I keep circling back to this every year or so. I come back to this like they never run out of 6'11 niggas to draft, right? Yeah. All of a sudden, a nigga pops on our radar, Zion, pop on our radar, dunking on 8-year-olds in some videos. And it's like, where the fuck this nigga come from? And it's like, oh, you know, his stepdad. And it's like, man, what the fuck is going on? Like, then there's one of the tallest NBA players in the world in history comes from one of the shortest races. Like, Yao Ming is 7'7", or some shit like 7'5", some shit like that.
You know, Asia over there creating people.
but that's what I'm saying, though. He's an outlier.
But he's an outlier. But then there are all these, like, it's like niggas wearing skins. It's like it keeps getting repeated, right? So, like, you know, you look at, like, Anthony Edwards' mechanics versus Kobe's mechanics versus Jordan's mechanics. You look at, like, it's like certain players who are damn near, like, a new version of these old players. Like, they body comps, they comps, everything about these niggas, they moves be, like, the same almost as if they're just printing niggas.
But can you put that point to any part of entertainment? Is that people study the greats, so then they mimic them until they become a part of who they are.
Understand that life is life, and natural selection is natural selection. So yeah, let's say that there is another, like somebody that says, Zay Nova said they got another French 7-footer coming next year. Okay, fine. What are the odds? Like, we just got Rudy Gobert, then we got Wemby. Then we got another French 7-footer.
But they having sex with niggas. Those are all half niggas.
Yeah, but you understand what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, like, there's never a shortage. It's always another one. Mm-hmm. And it's like every now and then it should be a year where there's nobody to draft. Like, if this is really real, it should be a year.
This year kind of cheeks.
I don't know.
This
about
year
that.
Drafts. Who in the
draft? I'm not saying like there should be nobody. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Like,
but I mean, how popular?
They're gonna force it to pay these young niggas millions and millions when there's nobody to really draft. Like, it should be a year where it's like, yeah, this year
it could be a slight year. It's always gonna be something.
Yeah, this year is a light year. Bro, yeah. You still got Bronny. You still got year. DJ Wagner. You still got you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's always gonna be
Isaiah Collier.
Not everybody's gonna pop like how those guys are always gonna be looked at because they are.
But like, what I'm saying anomalies. Is a business like the NBA, a business like the MLB, a business like the NHL, some of these businesses can't bank on the fact that people are going to have the babies to be able to be the people to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how hard it is to get into the NBA based on skill and to be. And it's like they're not taking chances. It's always a nigga ready. And yeah, this is a conspiracy that has so many holes. It almost would be a good movie to find out that all these people are being bioengineered. But it's like Dennis Rodman. If you watch this movie, this nigga seemingly came out of nowhere with no family, no nothing. Somebody took him in. It's like the fucking Superman story. When you really think about it, it's like, dog, some of these niggas, bro, some of these people, I look at people like Elon. It's like, it's just perfect that he came from South Africa. It's perfect
they said
that
he used to open portals.
That was Nikola Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
but it's just like certain people come with these backstories that's irrefutable. And we just got to just take it. And then they be the most influential motherfuckers. Obama was from Hawaii. And then it was like, damn, well, fuck it. A nigga from Hawaii, what you going to do? And, you know, that's the where the records is at. It's like, it just be certain shit that be like, dog, everything be a perfect storm, too perfect. Because on top of that, on top of you being an orphan
a movie,
and got dropped
shit.
Into this white family and da-da-da. But then also you're a world-class athlete, ironically. Without even the people who have your same genetic makeup where you come from, you are this world-class athlete without them. You a world-class athlete with this white-ass family. Like, they not even feeding you the shit that the motherfuckers who are like you are eating. Yeah. Like, it's like sometimes people gotta just... Sometimes we have to forget what we know and just try to know shit that might not even be true. Just try to know it, not think it. It's the act of trying to literally be like, dog, like, what if on a whole nother level? Because I'm telling you, like, some of these niggas, bro, be so carbon copy of niggas who we know in the league. You be like, yo, is this really this nigga dad? Or is this, you know what I'm saying? Like, so you mean to tell me that Robert Parrish and LeBron is not related? And LeBron and Greg Oden is not related? Even though Greg Oden... look like LeBron's grandfather from Roots. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bruh, and went to Ohio State. It's just like...
Oh, wow, you saying they got the same passions and thought processes?
Bro, no, I'm saying that, like, bro, they are either that or it's some higher genetics going on, and some of these people out here are more than human. Not saying that they're not human, but they're more than human, and they're walking right amongst us. And having just, bruh, you, man, like, dog, you think that Wimby is an alien? Look, you ever seen a fat nigga get off the ground like Zion? Just think about that, bro. I've never seen a fat nigga, bro. Like,
oh, you talking about jump like that?
Jump like that, bro. Like, nigga, come on, dog. His ligaments, something's going on in this brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, I'm just saying, I hear you, Amir, because of course not. But
I'm not saying of course not, but it's like these phenomenons happen quite often. When you see somebody that is just like never seen before, that's the whole thing. People come out and do some
shit.
They
used to be called giants back in the day.
Right, but
you know what I'm saying? Before Thriller, who the fuck? Like, you know, Michael Jackson was that nigga, but like before Michael Jackson, who was, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
like,
but let me say this to you though, bro. If I bring you some spaghetti,
Miles
right,
Davis.
And you eat the spaghetti and you like, God damn, this pasta is good. I can tell you where the pasta came from. God damn, this meat sauce is good. Yeah, it came from these tomatoes. God damn, you know, like the, what is this, filet mignon in here? Yeah, it's actually Wagyu, ground Wagyu. Like, nigga, you telling me that you could look at LeBron mama and tell me that you finna get a fucking LeBron from LeBron's mama, and then his daddy is nowhere to be found. As mega fucking ultra as this nigga is, for nothing else, the nigga daddy need to be out here. Nigga, that's the sperm donor for the hoes who trying to get the gold diggers. You need to be fucking LeBron daddy. You want a LeBron, you need to be fucking LeBron daddy. LeBron can't even make another LeBron. LeBron's sons is not even LeBron.
But I don't think, but any, name on, a superstar God. Whose kids
Bryce,
are
Bryce
as good
Bryce might
as
be
them.
Like that, though.
You say what?
Carmelo Anthony's son, he's going to be dominant. He's going
to
be really good.
We'll have to see. But I'm saying somebody as good as them, and then they have kids, and then their kids are as good or better.
Steph Curry. Yeah, Steph Curry and Dale Curry. Dale Curry was... He was
good, but he wasn't...
No. Dale Curry was fire. Dale Curry, like, holds records for threes, just like Steph does. Dale Curry was, the number one three-point... one three-point field goal for Charlotte. Like Dale Curry was a fucking flamethrower.
Yeah, a three-point shooter.
But then
he had
his
record
son
for
comes in
Charlotte.
And becomes the best ever. Ever.
I'm saying Steph Curry is the pinnacle of that. I'm saying let's see what if his kids go into basketball, because he has, I think he only has one boy.
So
I'm saying like somebody from that, Michael Jordan's kids were
Yeah, but here's what I'm saying, though. Right. Michael Jordan's kids were meh because Shaq's kids tried to dominate the way that Michael Jordan did. Shaq kids tried to
Shaq kids, only one of them really played for
real. Okay, but hold on. Yeah, that's true. But hold on, though, because his daughter played.
His daughter's sweet, though.
Yeah, but here go the thing, though. Dale Curry, there's something in Dale Curry's brain about knowing the window to shoot. Like, I think, the best shooter on the planet is what's my man named? Lethal Shooter. Like, that nigga's out of control. I think he's better than Steph Curry. He doesn't have...
No, he not.
Nah.
What?
No, he not.
Bro, the nigga is... He's... Listen.
Michael Porter Jr. He pretty good.
Nigga.
I don't know who his dad is.
Michael Porter.
But nah, that's funny as fuck. But nah, bro. Listen what I'm saying. Lethal Shooter be doing shit like... He can't play. You have to be able to dribble, run around through them screens, nigga, not get tired enough to get up a million shots. Just shooting like this, I think Lethal Shooter could beat Steph Curry, bro. I literally think Lethal Shooter could beat Steph Curry. Pull up Lethal Shooter, bro.
I've seen this. I know shit. I'm not entirely sure about that.
I'm just saying, like, I don't think he could beat him in one-on-one or in a fucking, you know, but in a... In a shooting contest, bro, I
will get destroyed by Steph Curry. Lethal Shooter don't put up half as many shots as Steph Curry
do. Bro, this nigga Lethal Shooter is just a shooter, bro. He got the fucking spikes. He's shooting with spikes.
That's all gimmicks. That's all gimmicks. That's a gimmick.
Fuck a gimmick, but you got to do it, though. He see one ball got stuck.
Bro, I could do that.
You cannot do that, bro.
You crazy. You think
you
I
can do that? You can do that.
You crazy. That boy going in there.
Bro, of course, understand what I'm saying, dog. Lethal Shooter don't have the top defenders in the league defending his shot.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, but I'm telling you that this nigga is shoot. He teaches niggas how to shoot. Yeah,
he teaches a lot of top shooters.
I don't think he can outshoot Steph Curry. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think he outshoots Steph Curry.
I'm not saying this ain't great.
Could he outshoot an NBA player? Sure. But Steph Curry?
But that, okay, so
Stephon Wendell Curry?
Okay, so no. Then. Okay. So
not that man.
You know, it's Wendell Stephen Curry. All
right. Oh yeah, it is.
Yeah. But all right. My point is though, like Dale Curry has something in him that went right to his son. His other son could shoot.
That's a good question. What's Steph Curry's real name?
It's Wardell.
I know, but a lot of people gonna say Steph.
It's Wardell Stephen Curry. So yeah,
he go by Steph.
Right? I know, but that's sweet.
What you talking about? People gonna ask that? You can just look that up.
No, you can go, like, you know how you do like videos and you walk around asking people questions.
Oh, like on the street.
And you can ask them, like, oh, man, what's Steph Curry's real name?
The point I'm trying to make is that, like, dog, I think that, hear me out. This is how it happens, right? So these players run up and down the floor, right? Bam. They sweat. A guy goes out onto the court with one of those moppy brooms. Boom.
Moppy brooms.
Listen, sweeping up, they sweat. Mind you, this is their DNA. Mm-hmm. These niggas bleed, they get shots, all kind of shit that somebody could just run and take to a lab, bro. Like, these niggas give up so much DNA all the time.
All the time.
All the time. And it's like, yeah. with the technology that we have, bro, you don't think, that's all I'm saying. The racket could be, these niggas don't even know that they looking at and playing against they self. That's all I'm saying. These niggas have no idea that they are literally playing against their self. You drink this Gatorade cup, cool. We take that cup, put another cup right there. This got LeBron spit on it. Run that to the back, black light where the spit was at, cool. Cut that out, bam. Put that in a dish, do some up. Nigga, bro, what?
Yeah, they can do stuff like that.
They can do shit.
Because they can create a sperm cell or something like that.
Because what is in it for them is the longevity of the league. You know what I'm saying? Like, the longevity of the league, bro. That ain't like, dog, we don't have time.
So you
got to
understand, though, they got evil doctors out here then. That's what you basically saying. It's a network of evil doctors.
It's not. I mean, of course, but you know it's a network of evil doctors, bro. You know that.
Yeah.
Like, because, I mean, it's too many villain-esque things going on out here. You see, Dr. Fauci, just came out and said, yeah, I was just bullshitting about that vaccine shit. I didn't really know.
He didn't say that. What did he say? That's what people took out of context.
What they said was he said that the 6 feet thing was, he said it out of an approximation. He didn't really know. There was no science behind it.
The thing is, he is the guy that has to enforce some kind of rule in order for us to
I understand that.
So he just pulled this out of his ass. But like, it's based on research.
He did pull it out of his ass because the research wasn't even done yet. The proper footage could have been 8 feet apart. Right? That could have saved 1,000 lives if he would have just knew that it was 8 feet instead of 6 feet.
How can you research it when the shit is booming already? But that's what he wasn't given the time to do it. It's one dude. So trying then, to don't say the that you thing.
Have it just as to provide a placebo for people. If like that's the whole one point. Thing
that they did have for sure, and then people didn't give a fuck was the mask, and that is for certain because we've seen how that shit works with other people. But everybody was like, "Fuck that! No one to be masked up."
The rise in pneumonia cases and the rise in lower immune systems because people are wearing these masks. People get sick easier because they're not exposed to
How are you going to blame a mask for that and not COVID, which literally does both of those things?
Bro, nobody's blaming COVID. What they're blaming is the fact that, bro, niggas lost their jobs because they didn't want to adhere to the vaccine, even though the vaccine was to fight a virus that had already mutated and was
beyond
that.
Yeah, people lost their jobs for sure.
People lost opportunities because you wanted to guess and guesstimate. Why? Because you were pressured.
The vaccine's not a guess. You can say the 6 feet shit was a guess, but the vaccine shit is not a guess.
Bro, so they're
and
talking
it's not
about...
me trying to cope or understand. No. The thing is, most people don't understand how vaccines even work. And the fact that people think that this shit is just some lingering thing that goes on.
Okay, so
we've been getting shots are for generations, and it has helped wipe out diseases and shit.
Bro, would you
and people
wear...
are pinpointing it to some bullshit.
Would you wear the first bulletproof vest and think that you was protected?
If everybody out here shooting... People
but we created those bullets, brother.
But look,
I get that. What I'm saying is, everybody's out here shooting new bullets.
So people know that you're wearing that vest. So now they're coming out with better bullets, the blue tips, the ones that they shot Will Smith in on Bad Boys 3, them fucking FM bullets.
But I'm saying is like, all right, the thing is, what I get the point you're trying to make. The thing is, if everybody's out here shooting, I've seen people die from this shit, and they say it's not like it's a guarantee. Right. But it can help you in some kind of way. Like, even if you're wearing a bulletproof vest, that don't mean that motherfucker can't get through it. It's supposed to, but some break through and they actually hurt you.
Right. But I think that's really what it is. I think that
vaccine was never a cure.
My analogy was hitting on the fact
that. But why did they make you do it if it wasn't a cure?
Hold on, Donnie. What if the stat quo of the bullets changed, but they never changed the protection? Right? So then it becomes like, dog, nobody's shooting them around. Fucking straight up bullets. Everybody got hollows. Everybody got point tips. So, like, telling people that they safe with this bulletproof vest because it saved a couple of people back when the bullets was round is just, like, they got to say that, Amir. That's all I'm saying is that they need to say it like that. Don't make it a law.
Yeah.
Don't make motherfuckers lose their jobs. Say it just like that. Say it like this might work. You might not. Like, say it.
They yeah. That's,
you they might die from like the that. Vaccine. They should be saying all that.
They didn't say it like that. They said, that's if you don't crazy. Have this vaccine, the thing is, like, you a bitch-ass nigga.
That's a part of what I've been saying. Misinformation and people not being informed. Because if you knew anything about, I think this was people's first time actually trying to look into what a vaccine was. Instead of all the other shit that any other time, because it's the same shit. It's no different.
I agree.
There's no way you get a shot, be like, this shit's gonna, you get a flu shot. Niggas don't even get flu shots.
I agree, but guess what, bro? And then they'd be
like, well, we're not gonna.
How many vaccines have kept us away from work? How many vaccines have been mandatory across the board in our lifetime, bro? So, like,
I mean, not in our lifetime, right, but we have history.
We have had history of it, and we also have a horrible history of the government shooting us up with shit that we don't necessarily need in our bodies.
That one was not, it wasn't that. Also, they said that they were going to help, but they didn't. They gave niggas placebo.
It was that one. It ain't that one, though.
But I'm speaking on that one specifically.
Which one are you talking about?
The Tuskegee one.
The Tuskegee experiment. Okay, that's one, but it was a lot more
syphilis
than that.
Syphilis.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I know the whole Miss Evers boys and all of that shit, but to Tiffany's point, a lot of vaccines have been mandatory, right, Tiff? But not in the same way that... Like, yeah, you
if
couldn't
you
go to school
and shit like
if
you that, couldn't you can't go, get a shot.
If you, if
right,
you
but an adult school, didn't have to get it.
But guess what, though? You could say that for religious purposes, you didn't do chicken pox shots and this and yep. And you didn't have to get it. You would get a form that let them know that we're not liable if you get chicken pox in here and you die because we made it mandatory for all of our students to have chicken pox.
Do y'all think the Amish people out there are getting vaccines and stuff? Because they not. They just getting born. So vaccines aren't needed
they
in the world right
born
now.
Born is fucking hilarious.
Now, all, this don't real, and it's all lead. Hold on, this conspiracy. It all lead back to the conspiracy that I said, man. Because some people got sterile from the COVID vaccination, so they trying to make us have less babies and have us be freakier.
Right. So, Jesus Christ. So Tiffany said, because we've never had a virus that killed that many people that quickly. Exactly.
Bird flu.
And I get that, but here's the thing, though. The virus didn't work for the government. So why did the government take precedent over how we were going to fight the virus? Like, people could have fought the virus a bunch of different ways that they wanted to do, but the United States government came out with their own, you use this to fight the... Motherfuckers was using sea moss and elderberry juice and all kind of shit to do what they needed to do for their immune system, because the real battle was how unsick can you stay, right? And so what happens is, they be like, somebody got paid from that, Amir. And that's just the bottom line. Somebody got paid from that. Every vaccine, somebody got paid. Pfizer got paid. Moderna got paid.
Johnson
got paid. Like, they got paid. And it was in their interest. When I see a motherfucker get paid,
EBT.
And it's in their interest to continue that, then it becomes like sort of a monopoly type of like. And like, how far into this did Dr. Fauci know that maybe 6 feet wasn't it? How far into this did Dr. Fauci know that this particular vaccine with this mRNA shit or mRDNA, whatever, is for a strain of a virus that's just gonna have to run its course anyway?
Yeah.
Like, how many people today, knowing what we know today, would stand for that fucking shit? But when you do a scare tactic like that, when everybody's dying around you and the old folks and motherfuckers who fat
what
can't
is
go
the
nowhere.
Scare tactic?
It was a crazy scare tactic, bro, around it.
But the thing was, did the government kill niggas or did the virus kill niggas?
No,
the government created the COVID.
No.
Yes, they did.
Bro, hold on, because you fucking my argument up.
No, COVID was human manufactured.
Right, but not by the government. They said it's made by China, so we have to go
that's
with that.
That's a government. And... They're all working together.
No, it's a variant of a whole other
that's
disease.
An area of, right. But what I'm saying is this, though. Y'all almost fucked. Y'all made me lose my train of thought. God damn it. Oh, the scare tactic was confusion. It confused a lot of people, and a lot of people did shit. Dog, think about today, right now, you have COVID. Are you going to the fucking hospital to get on the damn ventilator, or are you going to stay your ass at home?
But they're not going to do shit if you go to the... There was nothing for people to do.
But
some people were getting on ventilators, bro.
People went to the hospital.
People,
where were they saying?
Died.
We don't know what to do. What are they doing today? We don't know what to do. They're
people,
doing the same
no,
shit.
No, they did some shit.
Some
they put your ass
on
a ventilator, and they made you get on there.
Some people were busting people's lungs.
People get on ventilators?
They made people get on...
How are you making people get on a ventilator if that's what the hell they need?
Because
that's how bad the shit is. And it's still like that today. We just not seeing it as much.
Bro, more people are surviving it than the severe cases of people.
Niggas getting
who
COVID
need to
every
get
day,
on
B.
A ventilator.
Okay,
people,
but the thing is that it's not it acting like it's not doing anything to you as well. That's crazy. I'm telling you, give it another 5 years. You're gonna see people with cognitive issues because they don't know how to. Their brain is fucked up because they're getting 7 infections from this shit. I'm not here to. I'm
telling
you the
infections
truth.
From what?
From COVID. Niggas getting have been infected.
The people
it's
with
been,
the
it's been
they're
4
saying,
years.
They're saying that
if
the
you
people...
keep getting infected, you're not getting immune to the disease. It's fucking you up. That's the truth. People
no,
are becoming
bro,
permanently
bro.
Disabled from this
so,
shit, and that's
so
not
like,
that's not
bullshit. Like any other virus.
They saying
this
people
is not
without
any
the
other
shot,
virus and stop. And
they saying people
stop
without
taking
the shot
it
are healthier.
Like
what
that.
Do you mean? Hold up, bro. Let them talk.
It's not. This is not just any regular virus, and that's what people kept conflating it to be. And that's the thing. In 2020, people should have known that shit wasn't just no regular
coronavirus
virus.
Is a regular virus.
But what we're dealing with in COVID-19 is not a regular virus.
What we're dealing with is a mutation, correct?
And it has mutated from where it was. And
it
when
it
first hit us, it wasn't
exactly.
a regular virus.
And it mutated and mutated and mutated. Yeah. So they're right. So you're saying it like
it seems the thing is that they don't
it's
report
acting like a regular virus. It is mutating and it's I think that we've hit a point in it where it's not dangerous as it used to be. You think that like
No.
Okay, so explain.
It is. It's still as dangerous, for sure. The thing is it's not you don't see it doesn't appear to be the way because people stop caring. That's what it is. The cases, they don't report. We don't report shit. How are we testing?
So
back
let me ask
then,
you
we
a
had
question.
Testing so we can see what was actually
conspiracy
going on.
Conspiracy brain, though. Do you think that exposure to the vaccine
that we should not have had exposure to. Because if it's killing one thing, it could be killing other shit.
Like,
that's some shit where it's like, if you took that vaccine and you have these underlying issues and they're trying to attach that to COVID, because we took the vaccine around the same time that COVID was rampant. A lot of people had that. Yeah. And so it's just, it just seems very convenient that for insurance purposes or for fucking lawsuit purposes, legal purposes, that it's like, oh yeah, long. It's just, I don't know. Corona's been around for a long time. The idea that this mutation is going to be any different other than the fact that it's a strong mutation. People right now, bro, are not going to the hospital in droves for COVID like they were in 2020. And they were getting put on a ventilator because nobody knew what the fuck they was doing. Nobody knew what they was doing because they was watching the news looking at how many hundreds of thousands of motherfuckers was dying every day. So nobody wanted to die. So then it was a panic, bro. Like, it's the same reason COVID-19 showed me that we might not be ready for aliens. Because people, it was just fucking pandemonium. Like, dog,
there's another one coming.
Another pandemic?
Bird flu. That shit's about to do numbers. And it's going to be hidden because the dairy industry is not going to let that shit get out like how it should be.
What you mean?
It's a thing.
What the dairy industry got to do with bird flu?
It's because it works with mammals. And it's starting on, like, these farms and stuff like that. And it's spreading pretty quick throughout these different animals and shit like that. And it's not something that a human really wants to get, but if you consume the meat or something that comes from it, like raw milk, I don't know if you ever seen these people out here to be like, I'm drinking raw milk, like not pasteurized or anything like that. That's not healthy for you. But people feel like the government's trying to put these things in our milk and it's there to protect them. But people drinking raw milk and shit like that gonna fuck around and get very sick from this bird flu.
The term pasteurized got a bad name because they pasteurize fruit juices and shit like that, right?
I can get why, but I'm just saying that ain't the way to go about it either.
Pasteurized is the way to go for milk and stuff with live culture.
You shouldn't drink no milk at all, whether it's pasteurized or not.
I agree with that too, but I'm saying, like, I would prefer a pasteurized milk before I prefer, like, pasteurized orange juice.
The way I heard it, it's like milk from a cow is to make a cow 400 pounds. So why would you drink milk from a cow? Because a cow is supposed to drink that.
We ain't no cow.
Because we ain't not cows. We not supposed to drink milk.
Well, women start selling titty milk.
No, for real. They can. Shit.
No. Is that in the cows and shit? There have been, like, the animals are dying. And the people who are working on these farms are getting sick because they're handling this kind of stuff. But also people who have their own animals will have the animal. I think it's mostly been cows, chickens, and shit like that. And they'll die and be like, well, I'm not going to let this go to waste. And then they eat the shit and somebody gets sick. And that shit is...
So what I've heard...
This shit is bad. Like,
so put it like this. It's only one way to get milk, right? Like, as far as, like, cow's milk. It's only one way to get it. That's out of the udder unless we cutting the cow open and getting the milk. But then you wasting the cow... When the cow is supposed to be producing milk and milk and milk. Just like only one way to get chicken. Here's the issue. The nipples, right? Like, we are industrially milking these cows way more than we're supposed to be milking them. So then the nipples get, like, sore, blistered, and infected. Then they inside them sucking machines and it's sucking pus and blood out of the, because it's not supposed to be getting milk like that.
Makes sense. They give them hormones so they produce milk all the time. It's just like us. They only produce milk when they're pregnant.
Wow, that's crazy. Now that makes sense, brother.
But what I'm saying is that.
But hold on. Tiffany Alexander just said, is how many companies and governments benefit from ignoring diseases and killing? Exactly. But that's all that we've been saying, though. Like, that takes me back to this whole Dr. Fauci thing. Like, you think, like, you would, I hope that we're not naive enough to think that he just came to this realization about how much was bullshit and how much was real, and then he ran to the media with it. Like, no, I don't believe that. Based on how greedy this government is, how greedy these companies are, they just came out with this whole thing about how oatmeal is no longer healthy. It has fucking Roundup in it. And then it's not just fucking, I'm straight up. And it's not just the oatmeal, it's the fucking cereals.
Yeah, Cheerios
and shit. It's the fucking granola and all that shit. It has fucking... The active ingredient from Roundup is showing up in the fucking oatmeal.
It's all propaganda, man.
So the oatmeal is giving people cancer. The oatmeal and oats and other dry goods like that also are allowed to have, like, a small percentage of bugs and bug body parts in it without being able to have to tell you what it is. And they can rename it. They're using cricket protein and different shit, renaming that. It's like, bro, it's fucking out of hand. And you think that the whole thought process behind today is like, what else are they not telling us?
I eat some bugs, though.
You have. I'm sure you have. Yeah. If you ever had a Snickers,
a candy
if you
ever bar. Had oh, a, yeah, they in candy
yeah,
bars.
They're
crazy.
In your
People
candy bars,
that.
Bro. Coffee. Like coffee, anything sweet and sticky is coming from a factory where flies have heard about the news. Flies yeah. like nigga, you know, nigga, the little Reese's factory, nigga, they found maggots in somebody's Reese's cups.
Nah, I can't eat no maggots. I eat like a...
This nigga said, I can't eat no maggots.
Nah, hell no.
That's
like
the whole point.
I mean, that you know what I mean? I eat something like that.
Maggots kill your ass, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, I ain't about to eat no fucking maggot, though.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
dragonfly,
but shit,
something
know.
Like that.
You don't know, bro.
Ooh, a caterpillar. I eat a caterpillar, a butterfly.
What, think about how many times you done went to a Taco Bell or some bullshit like that and smashed that bitch on the way home in a dark car and never even looked
had
inside
a roach
that,
leg
bitch
in that bitch
and had a fucking Band-Aid in your shit. You just...
It's crazy because that's the conditions that these things are made in. They're in hard labor, low profit fucking industry, like in, you know, industrial complexes and shit.
That's
so
my
it
favorite.
Comes from that yeah. part of the.
That's my favorite part about this podcast is that the true principles about what this conspiracy shit is about all comes back because it's money. It all comes back around to what I was saying. Everything is connected.
Yeah,
which is
connected.
Which is why I told you in the first or second episode we ever did is that the biggest thing in this country that's going to change it is when AI and robots start to take over the food industry. Because now we don't have people...
Somebody with a heart.
...breathing, coughing, germs, stress, energy in our food. And it could just be... I mean, like, granted... You want a person making your food, but then that's what makes it fast food is if it comes from a machine. Like, straight up, I would trust a machine yeah. with an engineer monitoring a machine more than I would trust some 16-year-old meth addict trying yeah. to make me a fucking Nacho Bel Grande.
Man, we got to start fishing, bro.
That ain't even the...
That's real.
Once a month.
But the thing is, like, there has to be some level of care, and not in just how the food is prepared, but where it's coming from
and
in the conditions that it's in. And I don't think a robot... will give a fuck about that. And the less people that are, obviously, we know that people that work in there don't give a fuck about that shit either because they're just there to do their job.
Yeah,
but the less people that oversee any kind of part of that, there's less to tell.
But what I'm telling you is that the less, the problem is that the human is unclean. Like,
but you think a robot is?
I absolutely think a robot could be made to be sterile. Yeah, I think that if they have one of those robots with the arm, and then you come in every day and change the fucking bag that's around the arm. So now it's like a plastic. What are you talking about? No, they do surgeries with those. Like flat out a surgery. They can pinpoint precision because there are things that a machine can do that if it's mindless work, yeah, I don't want no machine making my macaroni and cheese and shit like that. But it's like if it got to put the shit in a, you know what I'm saying? Or drop some wings and, you know what I'm saying? Like I don't know. Mm-hmm. I feel like. There is a certain...
Drop some wings.
You know what I'm saying? Drop some fries in the fryer, in the grease or whatever. Be able to tell you when the grease is empty. Do shit that a human... Dog, do you think humans is cleaning the fucking ice cream machine real good?
Nah.
So if you're the first person to get ice cream that next day, you don't think that you're getting some sour milk ice cream from the day or some residue? Because it's not going to... Because when the ice cream machine broke, all that means is that they don't want to fix the shit. Or they don't want to clean
it. The thing is that... At the end of the day, these robots are still programmed by people, and mm-hmm. people have to oversee that. The less people that are doing this shit, it just gets worse. Down
what
the
if
line,
it's robots
these
programming
same
robots?
People, these same people that we hate doing the jobs are being programmed by people, too. They're being trained, right? So, like, imagine with a robot, you could do it the correct way one time and then set that robot to fucking copy that every single time. Bro, like...
But robots break. And all kinds
bro,
of shit.
There's, people
there's
break, bro.
That,
people
I get
sick.
It, but I'm saying is...
You know what I'm saying? Like, the there's no...
It costs less to replace a person than it would a fucking robot.
Bro, right.
And, and that's the bottom line.
But think about how much money you would accrue if you would accumulate. I don't know if accrue is the right word. Accrue sound like one
it
of
sound,
words.
It sound right. It
but
sound
look,
right.
I don't, think about how much money that you would make having that robot do all of the shit that you have to pay some manual labor to do. That by the time you need a fix for that robot, dog, you have the money to do that. You're not paying that robot health insurance. You're not getting that robot a smoking break. You're not getting that robot.
No stops.
You know, that robot not stealing your food and eating it. That robot
surprised.
Not hooking his friends up when they come up to your restaurant. I'm like, bro, it just is what it is, which is an equal playing field.
I think you're giving the CEOs a little a little too much when it comes to.
I'm not like giving anybody no credit. I'm giving technology the credit. Like, look.
But somebody has to oversee, is what I'm saying. And the people that oversee, they love a profit margin. So, yes, it looks beneficial from that point standpoint.
Okay. But I see what you're saying.
But when it comes to the point where, like, oh, I have to fix something, I'm making so much. Why would I spend money on fixing this shit?
Because I think that you're misunderstanding.
They used to make cars by hand, now robots make cars.
Hold on.
People still.
But guess who oversees that? A mere engineers, not fast food workers. So if you're overseeing a robot, you're a robotics engineer, an electrical engineer, a mechanical engineer. You're not some 16-year-old fucking with an upper respiratory infection making somebody's fucking Baja Blast. Like what I'm telling you is that things can get a lot more efficient, and people are so arrogant to think that we really hold the beauty about being a human is not that we're efficient. Efficient, that's not where art comes from. Art doesn't come from being efficient. Art comes from freedom. Humans are free to be able to create through expression. But some shit, I don't want my fucking Wendy's sandwich to be art, bro. I want it to be the same beef without nobody touching it, without nobody getting it wrong, nobody thinking about their girlfriend dumping them and they fucked around. Man, dog, you know how much shit I deal with? I get home and my nuggets is spicy and my fucking 10-year-old don't like spicy nuggets, and now I'm stuck with hot ass nuggets because this dumb ass bitch at the fucking Wendy's. It's like, bro, come on. That's all I'm saying. It's like, the food is bullshit. Fine, let's get past that. The food is bullshit, right? Little shit like this, Amir, that I think that you think that I'm not thinking about, is that machine going to tell you that this bread is moldy? Is that machine going to be like, oh, this bread, right? So then we create the program for that. Like, there's endless potential when it pertains to AI and what it can do. I think that we're so caught up in making it make fake pictures of naked bitches and cats skateboarding and shit like that. That we're not really realizing, like, dog, like, we can literally create these assistants, like, straight up, like, doing the work that we don't necessarily have to do to be efficient. A lot of the shit
I'm not disagreeing with you on that front at all. I'm just saying, from the people who are spearheading these things, do not give a fuck about that. And the thing is to get us to utilize the shit so that it can be
a
foundation for them to
use
it.
I'm gonna let you finish. Okay.
And that's where the part was like, I don't believe that, you know, that they really want to do it that way. I can see the benefit of it.
Right.
And it's like, obviously, you know, things change and shit like that. I'm not saying that I can't see that happening. I'm just saying I don't think it'll be as good as we really want it to be.
It sounds to me like your question is this: what's in it for these CEOs who are so money hungry? And I've already laid that out. It's money. And if your profit margin is important to you, then your upkeep of your machinery is going to be easy because you're paying three employees, one engineer per shift, and then as opposed to 16 employees who are stealing from you, who are giving your restaurant a bad name through bad customer service, who are like, dog, very rarely do the owners of these restaurants even understand the connotation of the restaurant in the neighborhood that it's in. It's a nigga who owns McDonald's who don't know his McDonald's is the most ghetto McDonald's in the world.
I don't care because it's making
money. And don't give a fuck. But he don't understand that he can make more money, right? That's all he's like.
It's not even about the money on the table. I'm talking about
the niggas who it is about the money on the table, right? Like a nigga like Diddy, right? For example. People, and we talked about this, people look at Diddy like, man, how the fuck he's so evil and so blessed? My nigga, because you don't understand how blessed a nigga could be if he wasn't evil. Imagine taking what he have and quadrupling it by five if you do what you're supposed to do. But instead, you want to be an evil nigga, you only have 5% of what God's real plan for you is.
I have a flip side to that.
Okay, what's up?
You don't become as rich as you do, as he is, without being evil.
Nah, I don't think that's true. I would definitely consider that maybe bring it back next week.
But here's what I say.
I get what you're saying. 100%.
You don't get as rich as Diddy has become without really caring about people. Is it evil to only care about yourself? Is it evil? Like, is it evil for these companies to know that the Roundup is? That is evil. I can't even finish.
I mean, nigga like LeBron got just as much as Diddy, but he's not considered as evil as Diddy.
Yeah, but he'll dunk on you and break your fucking leg. I'm just saying. No. But I'm saying, like, what he'd do to make sure that he win that chip, nigga, he will fucking crush your rib cage to dunk on
but
you.
But he ain't going to do it on purpose to hurt you.
Not on purpose, but he'll never do it on purpose. He not going to not do it.
Draymond will do it on purpose.
Then Draymond rich as fuck, too.
That's the difference.
But Draymond rich as fuck, too.
Exactly.
But he not rich as Brian, though.
Exactly.
But I say, like, you reach, like, billionaire level. There's a level of something. Somebody's being robbed somewhere of something.
Yeah.
Who is the most benevolent billionaire?
What's his name?
Dr. Dre?
What's his name?
Hell no. Dre be beating the shit out of him for who?
Massa Musa was the coolest one.
How did he get that?
He was just basically born. He a king.
Right, so then that don't count because it has to be the person who got the wealth. Like,
oh, you're saying, you know like what I'm saying? Like, ascend to that wealth.
Accumulate. It's stealing. They have stole some money for sure, and that's how they get the leverage.
Let me think.
I like these conversations because it's like, to be honest, like...
Most of the people that, like, these billionaires, bro, they're stealing money.
Me? I'm not a billionaire yet, but I am going to be in this lifetime. So it's
that
cool.
Don't even count, bro.
No, it do count. It do count.
I'm going to tell you why it don't count. Because it's people who billionaires who was just as benevolent as you, who they encountered some shit along the way that made them realize, like, man, fuck these motherfuckers. I got to get my bread. And that's Amir's point. Like, it's different kind of evils, I guess. It's a strange evil to make you want to beat a woman up like that by the elevator.
That's a crazy evil.
That was crazy because, I mean, it was really no point for that.
That's somebody who hate themselves more than they hate you.
Is it exploitation? It has to
be. Yeah, it is.
And so I think to Tiffany Alexander's point and Eric D. said quadruple by five, I'm just giving an example, but exploitation is different than evil. It is a form of evil. It can be evil, but I mean, it's like, you know what I'm saying?
It is. I mean, if it's a form of it, how's it not evil then?
I mean, well, that's, I mean, bro, it's because it's, you ever heard the term the lesser of two evils, right? Like, because things can be not as evil as the next thing. If you had to choose, if they told you, all right, you got to be a billionaire, but you got to do one of three things. You got to kill a baby. You got to do some gay shit, or you got to cheat on your taxes. Which one are you going to do?
I mean, the taxes thing.
Exactly.
But the thing is, that's
exactly.
Not evil.
Exactly. It is evil.
But that's your own opinion, though.
It's against the rules.
It's against the rules, yeah.
But that's against the rules.
Right,
but
bro,
whose rules
bro.
Are we bending?
So then you proved my whole point.
You know what I'm saying? But like, if... Because I think the thing is like
what do you believe
evil,
in? That's the question.
I mean, evil is like, okay, we're talking about like, oh, I got over on the government. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like,
you got over
taxes.
On the people. That's the exploitation. You got
don't
over on the
taxes
now,
goes to the government. Not
we pay our taxes.
Before the people. If you're one of the people who is cheating on your taxes, when everybody else got to pay their shit, somebody got to pay your weight. Like, you know, it's not free. Somebody got, that's why motherfuckers go to jail for that. Somebody got to pay your part. You're getting out of paying your part.
I'm not too sure about that. But most people who are super rich
pocket.
Already avoid their taxes. I'm not really
bro,
going to say
I'm
that's
giving
the,
you an
the
example,
evil
though.
The other two, I can, you know, killing a baby is crazy as shit.
Right.
Truthfully.
Yeah. And fucking doing some gay shit. I mean, I'm crazy. I'm surprised. He was like, killing a baby.
But
come
look,
on now.
But look, people.
He said shit about the gay shit, my nigga.
Because, I mean,
rules.
Being gay is not evil.
People
but it's just,
only follow
but I'm
rules
saying,
because
but if,
they, cause they're
on,
morals. Because they're morals.
You said being gay, not evil. Right. But if you're not gay, then that is evil to you. Like, you could... Y'all
yeah, everybody got their own opinion.
I don't consider
bro,
that
bro,
shit to be
bro,
gay.
It's evil if somebody or fuck evil. You. And, bro, so then you're telling me that rape not evil.
Didn't say that.
Right. So I'm telling you that somebody forcing you to do some gay shit when you not gay is the same thing as somebody forcing a woman to do some straight shit when she don't want to fucking be straight with them. It's
you
the
said
same
forcing
shit.
It, but then if it, I mean,
forcing, you have
seduce.
To do one of these three things. You've made it to this point where this is the point of no return. Nobody makes it out of this room alive because you've seen too much. You got to do one of three things. Like, dog, we know you're
this,
not
like
gay.
It's serious.
If we knew that you were gay, that would not be one of your three things.
But I think what you're saying is somebody making you do it makes them evil. If somebody put me in a position where I got to do some shit that I, like somebody forced me to do, I'm not the evil person they are.
Bro, you could die. You could die and give your life for that baby. So
yeah, you could.
You walk out that room and that baby can live.
Yeah.
You don't got to kill that baby. You killing that baby mean that it's like, bro, you see what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
It's like
always,
salt.
It's
always
like
an option.
It's like the salt.
It's like salt,
but I was
but
saying
it's always
the point was,
an option,
like
though.
It almost sounded like doing something gay makes you evil.
No,
you didn't,
no,
you didn't
no,
say
no,
that
no,
somebody
no,
would force
what I'm
you
saying,
to do it.
What I'm saying is that like, if somebody, like, bro, like.
I get what you're saying now, but initially the way it was brought up, it was like, I have a choice. do some gay shit. And I was like, what's,
you know, but it's about going somebody. Against who you are. If that's not who you are,
yeah.
If you were gay, bro, do you think that they would make that to something that would have to be troubling for you? Like, no, they would be like, oh, okay, yeah, you already do that. Okay, cool. You're like, nigga, I sucked the dick before I got here. They wouldn't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, what I'm trying to get you to understand is that somebody putting you in a position to where you have gone past the wealth threshold. You know, they done showed you the aliens in the basement of the White House. They done showed you Area 51. They done showed you. It's like, you can't go back. Either you, like, this is what it is. Either what it is. This is what it is. Either you do one of these and da-da-da-da-da-da. Shout out to anybody who's LGBTQIA+. That has nothing to do with y'all. At all. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? You know, nigga, I don't, you know, them motherfuckers, you heard what you said, you know what I'm saying? So I don't want no smoke. But you understand what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, like, I get it, no.
And so evil is so subjective. You know what I'm saying?
People.
So subjective, bro. And it's like going against yourself and your own morals, that is in itself evil, because it's some people who killing the baby ain't shit for them, because exactly. it's what they got to do. This is wrong.
It's their own moral
and it's
thoughts.
Ancient Rome. I'm storming this village, and in this village, in this military game, we are eradicating these people. They trying to kill us. We trying to kill them. We won. We got to kill them. That's what it is. Like, lions come in. We want this lioness. We got to fight to the death. If you die, cool. I'm killing the babies. Like, dog, like, it's certain beings, and I mean, like, it's shit is ugly, right? But it ain't always evil unless it's what you are up against.
So I'm saying that I feel like it's just moral. I had got this question brought up to me while I was in this little law class. I went to Michigan State University. Shout out Michigan State.
Shout out to State.
Yeah, man. We was in there, and the lawyer basically said he thinks that people follow rules basically because of their morals. People don't follow rules because of their, because the law says it. Right. So that's why you said you don't care about the taxes, even though it's against the law to like do something like this. It's because your morals not it don't align. Your morals are like, that don't have nothing to do with my morals to scam the government. You see what I'm saying? Like, it don't have nothing to do with my, hey, do I love God, or do I love my mother? Do I love my brother? Do I love my dad? Do I love my friends? It don't have nothing to do with your moral psyche. Like, why do you go past the speed limit and it'd be like 55, you might go 60? It's because it don't have nothing to do with whether or not it's morally right. You see what I'm saying? Because that's still breaking the law.
It's kind of convenient.
It don't have nothing to do with, like, that law's about, that's why serial killers are boring. Because in their head, it's actually okay for me to do this evil.
Don't hold your breath too long, because you'll die. Nobody need to give you no reward other than the fact that you're going to live if you don't hold your breath too long. There's nothing in it. But in religion, it's like, do all of this shit and then you get to heaven. It's like, people ain't just being good for no reason. People want to go to heaven. Like, flat out. People, like, and I'm not saying you or me, but I'm saying, like, there are a group of people who the notion of heaven is keeping them from fucking people up.
For real, though. No,
you know what I'm saying? Like, the notion of heaven is keeping them from fucking going ham on motherfuckers. And it's like, dog.
Yeah, it is.
Like, it's just like, how can something so big as being a good person for the rest of your life to every living being come with a prize like that? Like, and you get, because, like, you should just do it just because. You should not want to kill motherfuckers just because. Although, some motherfuckers is hella killy. Some motherfuckers is like, bro, you know, like, some motherfuckers like, bro, buddy need to get his ass took up out of here.
Now, my question is, what makes them so wrong, though? Well, really, think about it. I know, I understand what I think is wrong about it. But I'm just saying, like, really think about it. Like, why did all these people, like you said, if you in the village, you killing all these people. Now they running the world. Now they controlling whole countries. Now they're in a place where their family don't
now
ever have to do nothing like that again.
Now they're writing the Bible and giving the Bible like to that. The slaves that they want to. And everything about that Bible is backing up what they want to say.
Exactly.
So eloquently Bible. And such a coincidence that it almost be like, yeah, to your point, bro. Like, the motherfuckers who did that, who even taught us about evil, are the evilest,
are
the,
or evil.
The most evil in running
yeah,
world.
So it's like,
it's crazy.
It's really no, to me, that's why I think that my person, because I believe in God, I believe that God, that's why God see the world so differently, you know, because he, like, life and death isn't always life and death to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, to somebody, living and dying isn't always like we ants damn near. Like, I just, even though we precious to him, like,
I think that
life goes on, bro.
I think that to responsibly believe in God is to not even refer to the entity or that as something that could be believed in. Or I think it's just like things are because God is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not about what he said, because I don't know what God. I don't think God is anything other than like just like growth and energy, and I don't see some white dude in a beard or some big Morgan Freeman walk around a big white office. No, I just think that like I just want to get to the bottom. I feel like we're not one of the societies that is connected to our spirituality in the universe, and that's why we have all these questions. That's why conspiracy. I think that there was once a civilization that didn't have to rely on conspiracies because they were in it. Like, they were in it.
They were a part of everything.
They were a part of everything. And I think that our civilization, either these governments that shouldn't even be, are hiding what's really going on from us on a spiritual level, on just on a species level. Or we are a lost society that doesn't really, everything has already happened and we just hear in the afterlife.
No, everything ain't always happened. I know I'm special, so I know.
No, I'm not
I
talking about
like
you
that.
Not being special, but I'm saying like, nigga, you know, what if the Bible is an old ass rerun of a news clip that happened billions of years ago and we keep reading it as if it's about to happen right now, and it's just giving you regular, like, man, people will be gay. Well, people is going to be gay anyway. Oh, well, it's going to be storms and floods. What's going to be that anyway? Because that's the way that the planet has always gone. The planet has always done certain things, whether who was on here or not, right? But it's like, it's certain things that's like events. That's like they're depicting it, saying that it happened already. So it ain't like it's about to happen again. You know what I'm saying? Like, certain things are going to repeat themselves because that's just what they do. Trees grow, the sun go up and down. Like, night is day, and night is night and day. Like, shit like that is going to happen. So you'll get some events that are like, you know, this is like in Revelations. Like, nigga, nah, this is just how shit go. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's how it be. But we well over our time, man. We into an hour and a half, man.
Yeah.
Fucking the CP Podcast, man. I thank y'all for joining us, man. Don't forget, go to NicoKitchenShop.com. Get all your CMOS stuff. 30% off, CP sent me. I want to thank Donnie for pulling up on us, man. I want to thank Amir, as always, doing what he do. And, yeah, man, we appreciate y'all, man. Always the questions, never the answers. Don't get mad at me. I don't know. I'm just a human. I don't know any better, man. I don't know. You feel me? I'm going to holler at y'all. Peace,
man.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
Hi, I'm Will, and I created IQBar to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. Millions of people rely on our protein bars and hydration mixes to win their day. Turns out Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, is one of them. We've teamed up with Chef Keller to craft a bar and hydration mix that marry world-class flavor with exceptional nutrition. Our special edition salted caramel chip bar delivers all the decadence of a fine dining dessert plus protein minus sugar and carbs. And our zero sugar yuzu mango hydration mix packs an authentic citrusy punch and a mental boost from lion's mane and magnesium. The best part? 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Total no-brainer.
Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQBar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.